pursuit of conversation is supported by the generous donations of Rollo, Susie, Henrik, and Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
Time for Be Told. It's nearly, what's the time? It's nearly 6:48 p.m. on Sunday, the 22nd of March, 2026. And you're listening to Rick Be Told, episode number, I think 57. Would that be right? Or the 50? I don't even look. I don't care. And I'll make clinking, drinking, smoking, lighting noises. Is it me? It could be another person doing it. I'm not sure. Anyway, I just wrapped up another amazing episode 56 Bongversation with Dave J on truthmeets.com. Absolutely fantastic. One of those shows that is as good as anything out there, guaranteed. Not me, not me, but his stuff when he's got the right audience and he's in the flow, it's just, this is top level stuff. Not for everybody. To be honest, not many people I would recommend listen to those shows, but if you've got an open mind and you can see what's going down, these are really good shows. And you're into the high level esoteric. And a lot of people think they are and claim to know, but they really don't know. But if you want to find out, that's the show to listen to, guaranteed. And I just saw that as I was flicking through YouTube, I saw Silas Speaks has put out another show, I think with Armin Reed, who another two good minds out there, good voices. Haven't listened to it, but it sounded interesting. Now, yeah, so Diesel is $3.25 today in up where I am. And where I'm going to go for the beginning of the show is how it's all going down. Are they doing a test? No. I don't think so. I'd love to say that. But I think this is the second stage of the rollout of 2030 Agenda. Right now going on, Be Told. And so regional areas, and I'm coastal, and they've spent so much money on these freeways that obviously they didn't waste their money. They obviously want everyone living against the coast. They don't want inland people. If you're inland, good luck, I'll just say that. And what I can see happening very quickly is property prices of anyone that's living in, when they go into their tree change, off-grid areas, unless you've got a horse and cart, that's it. You're not going to be able to go anywhere because we run on diesel inland. They're shutting down. You'll notice that the road quality of the crap that they're spraying the roads with now is it never lasts. It's like chewing gum, basically, over on top of whatever. Like Roman roads, 600, 700, 1,000 years ago, in better condition than our roads that were built 3 weeks ago. Yes, that is a fact. I'm telling you now. And so bridges, they haven't spent a lot on infrastructure for inland areas, so that once the big rains come, which are on their way, the ants have told me so, They didn't need to actually communicate with me. Well, they did with their giant mounds that they're trying to build in my front yard at the moment. And that's telling me there's big rains coming, because what they do is they build all these kind of, if you've ever seen it, it's very interesting. As you can Google it, look up pouring concrete into an ant's nest, and then they dig it up and they show these incredible spirals and helixes, basically, underground, where the ants build areas for putting dead ants, water runoffs, etc., etc. Incredibly complex animal, insect, the ant, guaranteed. Each little tiny, to make a mound, one ant has to carry up one grain of sand or dirt and pile it up the top. So they're making what, say if we were, ants were human sized, basically a 2,000 foot mountain every night. That's how busy these little things are, because they know that there's a lot of water coming in the next 3 months, I guess. That's enough time to get their extra runoffs in their nests, so they don't get saturated by the rain. It just goes into, I mean, they are so clever. Look it up, pouring concrete into ants' nests on YouTube, and you'll see how amazing these little creatures are. Guaranteed. Yeah, so we, the regional people, oh no, I'm semi-regional. I'm only three-minute drive to the freeway. So that freeway transports the infrastructure, you know, all of your essential stuff up and down between Queensland and Victoria, going through the Witties, Sydney. So those, they've kept those open, spent a lot of money on them. So I do believe that, you know, that they're not expecting to, you know, have us all homeless. But if you're living inland and you've got no diesel or whatever, how are you going to get your food unless you're, again, completely self-sufficient and off the grid with solar panels and batteries, etc.? It's not looking good. And I do, you know, why did they film Mad Max, the Road Warrior, in Australia? And the whole concept came up from, you know, Dr. Miller, who I've met, I've certainly watched him in action. Big, always wears weird glasses, looks like a composer of some form. He's a very clever guy. He is actually a doctor. And he came up with the Mad Max concept with another guy, Kennedy, I think it was. Kennedy Miller Productions. Made an awful lot of money. He's also... Babe movies, made a lot of money out of that. That stupid one, Happy Feet. I'm not ever going to... Luckily, none of my kids wanted to go and see that Penguin movie. Very stupid movie. Not interested in it. What else did he do? Lots of really good stuff, though. Very clever guy. But all of a sudden, in this movie, which I went to see... The first one I couldn't... I'm not a big fan of, because it was so heavily censored when it got released back in 78, 77. But the second one is absolutely fantastic. And that's where, you know, they're basically roving, marauding pirates, inland pirates, robbing to find their valuable fuel for their vehicles so they could run. And it's very dystopian. They keep making remakes of it, and I'm not interested in any of them, particularly the last two. This unwatchable, boring crap as well. It may be a good car stunt if you're into car stunt, but I'm not. No. But the second one is fantastic, which was the first one I saw. And a good friend of mine, the guy I worked for back in the movie days, he did a lot of stunt work on that, and you see him with a mohawk in several scenes. Great movie, and it had Mel Gibson, as usual, playing that role of Max, whatever his name was. I like the second one. I'm not a big fan of any of the others. The third one, nah. Tina Turner was in that. Not interested. But the second one is well worth watching. Now, we already have got two service stations near me that are out called They've Got No Fuel Whatsoever. One of them got a load, an Indian-owned one, of course, yesterday, so he's got fuel. I'm topped up, but I'm not driving today. I didn't drive. I mowed my lawns. And I bring this up about mowing lawns. Just remember, when I say I'm mowing my lawn, it's got nothing to do with the Israeli phrase about mowing the lawn and getting rid of the other people that have got the Gazians. Apparently there's a phrase called mowing the lawn that they call it. Is getting rid of them, like getting spreading out their the Israel, greater Israel. I'm actually mowing a lawn, a large amount of. I've got a front yard and a large backyard and an easement onto the road on an angle, and I mowed it all today. And I'm proud, as usual, proud of myself. But I'm not. When I say mowing the lawns, I really mean I'm mowing the lawns. I'm not using some kind of cryptic thing that I heard someone. Not on the show, but I was reading. I'd never heard of it before. That mowing the lawn is a kind of a cryptic thing, like this. From this other thing now, from the river to the sea is apparently illegal to say in Australia. I've got no idea why. It's some kind of phrase that the Palestinian movement yell out, and you get arrested for saying it, even though John Farnham. In his song, I forget which one it is, but the lyrics are from the river to the sea. You and me, whatever that song is, John Farnham. Is that song going to be banned off FM radio? I would say it will be. I would say it will be because everything's happening at the same time. Right on the target, so six planet alignment, blood moon, boom, 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 boom. An alleged war going on in Iran with Donald Trump being run allegedly by Bibi. You're listening to Beethoven.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
What a voice, Joel, the creator of truthmeets.com. And thank you, Joel. Dave and I just started. We haven't done a show for a month, more, maybe more, not sure. And we were 20 minutes in and the voice appeared saying, can you hear me? Can you hear me? And he pointed out that Dave's microphone was literally, nothing was getting recorded. We would have done this incredible show. Of information, it is full of information. Dreams, Morpheus, colors, tone, well, it's just full of stuff. It would have been so frustrating because you cannot catch lightning in a bottle. And Joel came and saved the day. He went on there, and I'm telling you, the guy speaks a language of sound. He can say, "Go into this, turn this up, turn that down," da, 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 and he got Dave's microphone up to perfect level. Absolutely fantastic. So thank you, Joel. You're a good man, be told. Anyway, back to the road warrior. So I'm the road warrior as opposed to the road warrior. I'm a bit concerned about the way things are going down at the moment, how fast we've gone into the... When COVID came out in exactly 6 years ago, it was a kind of a slow burn, and we never went into real crisis until, I would guess, 2021, when it really went down. This, every week, there's something else. And the media, and I'm talking about Facebook and social media, is hyping this up. You would not believe how much, you know. They're saying it's going to be food shortages. This is toilet paper all over again, the toilet paper scam that we went through. I went shopping yesterday and if I go in there to buy my usual couple of nights worth of food, it costs me $80 for one bag. If I buy steak and dips and bits and pieces and hummus and blah, blah, blah. But yesterday I went in there and I bought five bags of groceries, but they're all more things of long term and things like flour, noodles, bits and pieces. It only cost me $130 for five bags. So if you buy for long term, it's cheaper. It's cheaper. And I do recommend not just keeping food and milk. Like if you like having a cup of tea every day, keep a month's worth of long life milk and more if you're a real panicker. But basically, I'll just say this, that this isn't going away. This is going to just march forth, pardon the pun. It was March 1st it started, but they're marching forth with this, the Ides of March. Now, I've been seeing memories flashing up of what I was saying on Facebook just before I deleted myself midway through 2020. I was saying some really funny things about what I was seeing. And, you know, you go into a pub and there was signs on the poker machines saying these have been shut due to, you know, they had some spelling mistakes and just, you know, it was just ridiculous. You couldn't do this and that. They try to change your life. They changed your life. Like after 9/11 for your travel, you had this new, group that came out, you know, basically rubbing you up and down to before you can get on a plane. It's to make it then taking your pants off, not taking your belt off, almost taking your pants off and taking your shoes off before you can get on a plane. Like this is ritual humiliation and they call them lockdowns. This is jail terms, you know, and every single thing that they said was a total military or prison term. And this one, they're rolling out it all going on left, right and centre. So if our transport, our food's going to go through the roof. Property values are going to plummet if you're living off land. And your insurance, you'll literally not be able to afford your insurance because they'll just say the fire department can't even get out to you to put your house out because the roads are so bad now and that bridge isn't working anymore. And you're living too far away from the electric vehicles, which is what's going to get mandated, I would say. So I don't think this is going to be a back down. I just think they're just going to roll it out. And this is totally nothing to do with war. This is to do with their agenda. So I would say the Straits of Hormuz, they'll be there with that name. I haven't even looked into it, but the Straits of Hormuz, where the Chinese ships are cruising through, no problem. And basically all of the other countries, except for Australia, are permitted to go through. And I do think Donald Trump is just this absolute fucking up to no good. It just baffles me when people think that he's fantastic. Yeah, he's funny, but he's not there to help you. I'll put money on it. Will I have any money to put on it or to pay the bet if I lose? Maybe not. But at the moment, I've got food. I've got a fuel tank full of fuel. I'm in the house by myself, so I don't have to buy groceries for three children. Now, that would be just unbelievably stressful if I, you know, was, you know, me and my partner and three children. And I was, having to buy food for five. It'd be costing you, I don't even want to add it up, but incredible amounts of money be going out just to live at the moment. And things are going up in price. Da, 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 da. But when I'm here by myself and I've got a cat here, I could go and buy a big bulk thing of cat food and, I can eat really cheaply. I don't have expensive tastes, apart from drinking and anything else. Even smoking. I mean, you can go and get Chop Chop. It's called. You can get. I think it's $15 for 30 grams or $15 for 50 grams. I got 70 grams for like $20. That's like a month's worth for me. God knows what's in it, and it might be completely, it looked like tobacco, smells like tobacco. So that's, and I shouldn't be doing that anyway, to be honest. But I think a little bit's not, but nicotine is not bad for you. I think it's actually good for you. But I do believe that all of these people I'm seeing on Facebook, they're on about your health, say that nicotine patches are actually a real benefit, particularly if you were vaccinated. And I've taken, what did I take? The last one I took was a hepatitis B shot. No, hepatitis A when I went to Thailand, because I was a dummy in 2000. I just was a hypochondriac. I wasn't completely aware. I thought vaccines, you know, actually worked. And I went in there thinking I was going to a third world country and I'd get sick. Well, guess what? I did get sick. And I guarantee you now it was from the vaccine that I took, because I basically had the symptoms of hepatitis A, which is food poisoning. So, and it was a miserable experience in Thailand. They don't have toilets like you would have. They have, which are apparently very good for you, squatty potty type thing. You have to squat to go into the toilet. But I was there for 4 weeks or 5 weeks, and it was a miserable experience, I'll just say that. But I lost a lot of weight, so there's a positive to it. And we're all going to lose a lot of weight if there's food problems in the future, so we can look at this as a positive. And you'll be, we'll have Fred Flintstone cars, so we're going to be keeping fit for free. That's about all I can see is happening in the future. Anyway, I'll look at my notes to keep time. So I thought I'd come in here. Last night I did a Rick and Rollo show, which went pear-shaped when Ab came in, and I was triggered. I got triggered because I'm easily triggered, and I'd had a bad week. I'll just repeat that if you don't listen to Rick and Rollo show, I had to get, because I can't drive, well, I can, but I didn't drive to, the winner is Sydney on the Thursday. I got the bus, and it pulled into Taree, which is the next town for me. And two, I'll call them white Australians, a couple, real, you know, in their 40s or whatever. They were drunk, I could tell. And I know drunks quite well. I've spoken to one for 8 years on a regular show. They were laughing away at first, and then I heard this guy about 20 minutes into the journey, dry heaving, and he threw up on her and him because she'd passed her hip flask or whatever when it was pure vodka and he wasn't ready for it. He thought it was mixed. And then they proceeded. I had to sit on a bus for 4.5 or 5 hours with a couple going, "You fucking cunt." This is a woman, this is. "You fucking cunt. You fucking cunt. You fucking cunt." And the bloke going, "You got to come to me mum's tonight. You got to come to," and she goes, "I'm not coming to your mum's tonight. I'm going to have my diet. I need to be happy. And it went on. This is the exact same conversation the whole way. So I was in no condition. I'd already had a stressful week. And then when I got to the winner is Sydney, my shoes that I took with me had no tread on the bottom. They were soft. I don't know what they call it. They were a running shoe with a very soft. And the tread had worn off a bit, so that if it rains, you're literally on the roads. They've spent a fortune in Sydney, in the city, and a lot of areas, and putting black granite pavers down, which cost a lot of money. But they turn into it's like walking on ice. And so I had to walk along like a little funny Chinese woman, or you know, with bound feet. That's what I described it last night, so I didn't slip over. So I had this fucking nightmare week, two days. Yeah, it's Thursday, Friday. So I wasn't in any condition. And last night I started talking about something or other, and then something got triggered me. I think when Ab said about chemtrails, he goes, "Have you got any photos?" Like it sarcastically. I have been sharing photos of these things above my head for 15, 16, maybe 20 years, maybe longer. And I just got angry. And then I had to apologize because I thought, you know, really, if someone's going to be stupid, you just have to accept them to be stupid. Or is it being malicious? I'm not sure. But it made me, I got angry last night. Oh, yes, I did. But we patched up and I went on there and I actually went on to thefakeologist.com. Did a great show with, what's his name? This French guy. Very interesting. Great show for fakeologist.com. So I've got to get over myself, but even though Dave advised me, he said, no, you do not get it over yourself. You're on the right. Don't apologize. But look, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, I'd rather not be on a show screaming at somebody. I'd prefer to have a nice laugh conversation, which is what Rick and Rollo meant to be on a Saturday night. And so we've been talking about movies. The Oscars were on last week. Did you watch them? Please. They are worth watching just to see how stupid people are. And they're all got the same views, the same views. And apparently, what's his name? I would like to have seen whatever he said. The evil guy of No Country for Old Men, the Spanish actor. He presented something or other. Rose Byrne didn't win, and I talked about her last night. She's actually from Balmain, and I know her brother, nice guy, he actually was with her, if you actually look at her, and not last night, but I think at the Golden Globes where she won, that was her brother with her. Normal people, not elitists, or not from any raw bloodline, I would guarantee. Well, I imagine they're not from a raw bloodline. They're just normal, you know, working class people from a working class suburb in Balmain. And the winner is Sydney. As he's drinking icy beer. Didn't do that on the Bong Station. I was very professional. But I'll do it here and I don't care. I do not care. I know, and I'm going to check my notes because I've written stuff down that I said I'd talk about or thought I'd talk about. Oh, yeah. A name I couldn't remember last week. This is how we've got to where we are. All the good, the real elite conspiracy types that can pick up on, semi-elite conspiracy types. They can see the movies and the pop culture and how it's weaponized. We just got baffled. I reckon they just made these things up. And Nipsey Hussle was a hustle. And when I first started listening to IPS, I was, you know, fascinated with this whole shooting of Nipsey Hussle, which is a parody of Nipsey Russell, who was a black American stand-up comedian. Anyway, it was obviously fake. It happened at a certain time and he had a gold coffin that drove around a certain direction, and Snoop Dogg came out and said he's the new Jesus. And everyone was going, it was, you know, they got wrapped up in it for at least 2 or 3 months. Did it make any difference in your life? No, you wasted 3 months with a non-story. But that's how they've done this. They have just put rabbit hole after rabbit hole after rabbit hole to keep these minds. So they think they're special, that, you know, they can find out that Nipsey Hussle thing was a fake shooting and that he was, you know, but no, the guy was a nobody. He got shot. He was just a nobody. You, if you were into that, were wasting your life into an absolute figure eight of a waste of life going on about it. And there are so many more than that. And the sporting stuff, and, you know, yeah, of course sporting's rigged. But, you know, you don't stay down them rabbit holes. You've got to be looking at ways to look after yourself. And all those people that rubbished preppers and, you know, said they're mad and, you know, it's fair porn and stuff. The other one's looking very happy at the moment, I'll just tell you right now, because we've got enough food for a couple of years probably, and diesel and water filters. Because once things go pear-shaped, you're talking about the supplies of water, the chemicals for the worst one is forget about the fuel issue, it's the farmed... fertilizers. They just shut them down. And right now, if you're in America, say, the crops that need to go down now in summer to feed you next winter aren't going to be going down. So this is engineered food crisis, engineered this. It's all engineered, but it's done perfectly. And we had it here 2 years ago or last year, the bees. There were no bees, to be or not to be. This is not to be for the bees. And they used a mite, which is like a parasite that was probably deliberately released into hives that hooks onto the bees and it kills them and it destroys their hives. I would say that was added to the mix. It was a weaponized thing, the mite. And so The bees that pollinate all your food weren't around, so we're going to have really low food crops this year. We're going into winter. It'll be a dark winter. They'll probably use that phrase again. Remember that phrase that they used to use, going to a dark winter? We're going into one, but I'll just say this. Our winter in Australia and New Zealand is not your winter in Ireland, Scotland, Europe, Russia, Canada, America. We can go to the beach in our winter. We can swim in our winter. We can still grow things in our winter, unless they carpet bomb us with black the skies out, which they've been doing a lot of. And again, we bring this up to two really interesting people, myself and Dave J, that know a fair bit about the stuff. Talk about it on the Bong Station 56. I'm going to tell you which episode this is too, while I'm talking to myself. I won't be on for long. I'll just tell you right now. Will not be on here for long, but beep, 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 there I am. It was, so this is 58, episode 58 of Be Told. Be Told. And the Vela box is in the room, fantastic. My cheap headphones that I've got on are buzzing in my ear, literally they're really cheap plasticky ones and it's vibrating in my ear. But anyway, yeah, so the bees, that was definitely weaponized. The road closures, that's weaponized. They've shut down, as I said, up where Joel is. And Dorigo, which is a bit further up from me, which a lot of dairy comes from, and potatoes, et cetera, et cetera. Gone. Absolutely gone. I shut them down. So this is an engineered toilet paper-like scare thing. Actually is going to cause issues. But the toilet paper thing, you could really, you could have just, and they really did that. That was not a joke. There was no toilet paper on the shelves at all. Unless you, and the whole thing would be easily, you could easily just go find a person that worked in one of these paper factories. You're listening to Be Told 58.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to Conversation
or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
What a wonderful bumper, Joel. Thank you. Be Told 58 on the 22nd of March 2026. The greatest shows ever done by me, ever, apart from the other ones that I do. Yeah, so the toilet paper thing. Now, it'd be so easy just to go into a factory and say, look, do you remember, you know, find a form in there. And so one that's not on the tape that's been told, shut the fuck up and don't tell anyone. But they would have just switched the machines down, released this, you know, smaller amount, because there is no excuse for that toilet paper to run out in a country full of trees like we live in, and especially in New Zealand. That was an engineered thing, and that would have come from a think tank that would have said, how do we, what's something that everyone needs? And one of these overpaid parasites would have put the head up, toilet paper. And then we said, we write down toilet paper. And that, you know, create a shortage of that. These things, and they fed fake news stories of people fighting over toilet rolls and created a real thing. There was literally no toilet paper on the shelf. Hand sanitizer, it literally poisonous to your system. They had tried to engineer a shortage of that. And these are the toxic crap that they put in that, there was never a shortage of. But they made you think you need more of it, so you went out and bought more of it. So I'm watching the very slow takedown of the West, and it's starting with Australia and New Zealand. And I do believe that the price of diesel and the fuel in America is, you know, they're complaining about $5 a gallon, which is like, we're paying, what's it, how many gallon, litres in a gallon? Four, I'm not sure, but we're paying $12, $13, $14 a gallon here. That's a bit more, a bit more. And, yeah, it's going to cause the property market in areas. is going to just plummet because people are going to be wanting, having to move into the city, just like the agenda. Everything is going, fitting with the agenda. So therefore, like the weather events that we had that were engineered, well, I mean, what a coincidence that all this farmland got taken out by these heavy, like literally a once in a 500 year rain events every 3 years. One year after the other. Native plants. This is when I said, and I can't remember what show, but I was telling a lady said to me, her natives were dying because there was too much water on the ground. And I knew then this is a totally artificial. They've made it. They've done Operation Popeye 2.0 or 3.0, whatever you call it now, which they did in America, in Vietnam, where they just carpet bombed the Hanoi, area where they just, when it was monsoon season, they went over the top of it with silver iodine and a couple of other rainmakers, and it's made it rain non-stop. So it was just unbelievably heavy rain. The Ho Chi Minh Trail. That was Operation Popeye. That is admitted. Everyone that was in Vietnam remembers it. Even if you watch the Woodstock movie, you'll actually see a couple of guys going up to a cop and going, they're watching what was happening. They were spraying, doing a rainmaking thing over Woodstock, and these two grunts, I'd call them, ex-infantry, were going, they were telling this guy, tell these guys to fucking knock this off, because they knew they were making it rain over Woodstock, which was another 3 days of mud. Like, who the fuck finds that? I don't care what drugs you're on, to spend 3 days wading through mud like Woodstock, which was, again, a lot of fakery in that. Like the Jimi Hendrix footage, he literally came out at 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't know how, but they made it look, when you watch the movie, that it was all normal. But there was basically, you just looked out and there was empty, just rubbish everywhere when I was playing. It actually wasn't even in the area they said. I think it was in another area completely. It was not Woodstock. And interesting that Crowley himself was there in that area in 1920s doing weird summoning this and summoning that in that area. And I think Jan Irvin, one of his last best stuff he did was retracing Crowley's era, where he was in America back in the day. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Yeah, so blah, 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 blah. I'll go back to my notes that I've taken of very unprofessional. Nipsey Russell was a complete hustle, yeah. So forget about that. Beep, 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 beep. Teachers and pupils. Oh, you know, so I had to sit on the way back home yesterday with 20 students that have been on a dance excursion in Sydney from Coffs Harbour. And I was sitting there with there was four teachers with them. And I was listening to the general conversation. I was just picking up that these four teachers were more dumb or as equally stupid as their pupils. Just the way they were talking to them. It was like, there was, back in the day, your teacher was someone you looked up to and he was educated and he traveled and he'd tell you to shut up, etc. That's the guy you want, or woman you want, you know, someone that's lived the life, whatever. These four imbeciles. Oh, yeah. What are we going to be doing on Tuesday, guys? And I'm like, I want to turn around and say, which one of you guys are the teachers and which one are the pupils? Because I'm telling you, if I was blind, I could not hear the difference. And actually, I think the pupils were smarter than these four idiots they had as their teachers. I was just baffled at how dumb. So it's been a year since I've been on public transport, literally. And things are worse. Yes, things are worse. People are stupider than they were before. There's more of them. And again, and I'm not joking when I say this, when I get off public transport, I look like, what's his name? Not Nipsey Hussle. I look like Russell, the scientific control of society. I have a long beard and I want everyone, all these useless eaters exterminated, because I absolutely can see where they're getting this thing from. There's somehow been bred via the dumbing down and the education of a whole lot of stupid people that are never, ever, ever going to evolve into a spiritual being whatsoever. They're just like this NPS, non-player, was it NPS, whatever it is. non-playing character, NPC. They're everywhere. And is it their fault? No, I don't. I think, yeah, in some cases it is, but I think that you've got a spiritual being. You'll wake up regardless, like I did, you know, when I was a kid. I could see this school teacher's lying. This school is a prison. This bell system that's telling me to get up and go there and there is a control system. And I completely rebelled against it back then. I didn't listen to a fucking word they'd said, except for English, which I enjoyed in some parts of science. Geography, I wasn't interested in. I was just not interested in it for some reason, yet I can talk all about different subjects, but there were things that I knew, and this goes with bands and music. I mean, I couldn't stand the Doors after a few listens. I didn't like a number of bands that I've later found out that were just absolutely weaponized. Yet I love all sorts of other music and discover music that's never become popular, like the Groundhog. You know, three piece from England. Some of their stuff is some of the most amazing stuff ever. But did they become famous? No. But bands like the Grateful Dead, the Doors, etc., are just, you know, dumbing you down, controlling music with very suspicious characters in their lineup. Particularly the Doors and the Grateful Dead. Yeah, particularly those two. Yeah, a couple of good songs. Yeah. But not the Grateful Dead. There's something about their tone I picked up on that I did not like. And so I think you will find your truth. It will find you, rather. And so these pupils that were having to have four teachers that were literally, I would put them down as almost beneath the average slug in your letterbox, or as far as helping your growth in the future. And I even heard them over talking about, oh, we need to have a meeting about who needs to go on medication. You know, and they go, oh, yeah, are we doing an SLT meeting? Whatever it's called. They had an abbreviation for it. And they were laughing about it, you know, who they thought that should be on medication. I was thinking, you fucking parasites. I didn't say anything because I was on a train and I would have got kicked off possibly. And I wanted to get home. I want to get the fuck out of that town. But that's the way it is. And it just put me in a really negative frame of mind, actually. And then when I had Ab come on and did I instigate it? And he said something about, you know, have you got photos to prove this? And that set me off. Oh, because yes, I have got photos to prove it. And I'll talk about this on Facebook years ago when I was right into this. I discovered. I sat in my lounge room, rarely sit in there, but I've switched on I don't know why, maybe taking kids to school and I've been watching TV, kids shows. And I'd switched on to the international news channel, SBS, and I was looking at Polish news, Russian news, Czechoslovakian news, basically that pact of people, the not Satan, but almost the same as that group of military conglomerate. And I noticed the backgrounds of all these different radio, TV news and weather shows had white lines subliminally in the background. It was the same. Each country had the same kind of subconscious lines going in the background. And I was taking photos. I shared them on various sites back in the day. Other friends of mine would have probably seen these and go, this guy is just completely mental. And I don't talk to those people much anymore. No, I don't. And for a good reason, because they are too stupid and not worthy of my knowledge. And one day they'll wake up. Maybe they are waking up now. Who's to know? Huge big clouds out there, real ones, or water. Guaranteed. But yeah, so this stuff has been going on, and they've used the movies, the TV, and everything to put this in your subconscious. I'm just going to mute a bit and I'll be back. Be told. And he's back. So yes, the incredible money that's gone into and scientific dumbing down of the public with this, you know, blatant lines above your head. Now I went into, again, I'll talk about this. Find me a movie or a TV show that hasn't been, or a book of photos from your past, whatever, that show you those lines in the sky doing crisscrosses and everything like the one Susie posted the other day, high level nefariousness. I've been seeing it for years. Find me some photos, find me some old paintings with lines in the sky, you know, et cetera, from the 50s, 60s and 70s. Occasionally military craft at a very high level might leave something like that, you know, obviously, and the right thing. These are low, high, whatever, circles, crosses, completely unnatural. It's just incredible how they've dumbed down the greeny types that, you know, back in the day would chain themselves to a tree to have it stop it getting chopped down if they thought it was some kind of nefariousness. Where are they? How did they do this? Well, all I'll say this, they did a very good job on dumbing the public down. Oh, actually, I have a bit of mute again, so I'm going to make some ice noises. I'm not going to be too unprofessional. And there I go. You didn't even hear, and there's bashing and scratching of ice. You can hear a sip, though. Fantastic. Another bottle of that German beer. Very nice beer. Yeah, so this agenda is just, I mean, it's just ferocious. And then I looked up, you know, on about the yellow sun. You know, the sun was yellow. On a blue sky, it was yellow when it was up in the air. When I was a child, yeah, those golden, beautiful days, the hazy, crazy days of summer. Well, not so much hazy. I mean, I just remember sunsets and sunrises, and I remember the, you know, just incredible colors and everything that were all these amazing different hues of purples and reds and stuff. Now you just get these horrible orange, fucking toxic looking things. And, it's just unbelievable. And old books and poetry and old paintings. And every time they mention the sun, it's always this golden globe in the sky. It's always yellow, yellow, yellow. It was never white. They never said this. They'd find me a painting of a white sun in the sky that hasn't been done recently or digitally enhanced by some nefarious. And forget about the internet. Go into a light and old, give me, I want old books, old books. It's just unbelievable how stupid the general public are. And that's why I was, you know, and I'm not going to stop going on the fakeologist if there's the right person to talk to over there. And you do not need to cut. I mean, demanding to be cut off from other people. I'm being a bit elitist here. But after being on those buses and trains last week, I can kind of do feel a bit more elite than this what's out there. Yet, I get off the train and there's an old woman but she is a lot older than me, works down at the little community craft shop that's in the train station. And me and her just have fantastic conversations. She was an ex-school teacher, and she is, you can just tell she's open to stuff. Like the 91-year-old that rings me. The only great female conversations that I have with real face-to-face are with people 20 to 30 years older than me. But they're awake. They want to know stuff. And, you know, it's fantastic. I am definitely having some really good conversations with the general public, but not on public transport with, dear. Anyway, look at more notes before I go. Nora Lydon. Now I've written that down, but have I brought this up before? But as Mark Devlin said in his book he's just got coming out called Nobody's Dad's a Plumber, about all of the elites of rock, that all their fathers are extremely wealthy military types or whatever. They're all business people. And John Lydon I've always held up as a great guy, but I think he had a handler that kept him kind of quiet because he was saying too much stuff. He can't help himself. But he met Nora, his wife, and I thought, you know, I remember seeing that they're living in L.A. and da-da-da-da. Well, Nora's father was a major German industrialist, like media type, like of a high magnitude, like John Lennon's J.L., John Lydon, John Lennon. They're there. Yoko, father, she came from Japanese banking lineage. And John Lennon was another one. I mean, just, you know, maybe we'll play Working. I love Working Class Hero. I want to go Working Class Hero. About dumbing you down on the TV. We will. You know, I was wondering what song will we play, but we played it before. But it's John Lennon telling you the truth, 100%. But and Lydon's Nora, who passed away last year or the year before, and that was sad because he was a carer and she had dementia and stuff. She was 12 years older than him, so she would have been in the 80s, I think. But she was extraordinarily wealthy. So he never had money problems or anything like that. He was, you know, kept in a very state of, and she was quite good looking, I have to say that. Back in the day, you're listening to or be told.
No matter what your age.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Be told, episode number 58, did I say? Yeah. On the 22nd of March 2026. Keep your eye out. I don't want to spoil alert here, but keep your eye out for the next, you have to listen to Bongversations. April the 12th. Put that on your diary. Yeah. I was thinking the other day about some of the happiest, you know, I used to work in the construction industry as a labourer. I've talked about this, you know, my previous jobs. And which meant you were just called out to jobs to just do whatever menial work, but I'm telling you, I had some of the greatest conversations and fun and laughter on those sites, you know, with normal, down-to-earth people. And one of the funniest, bar none, ever, was an Irishman called Des Sweeney. And I hope he's still alive out there, because he was, me and him just had it off. He was probably 12 years older than me, at least. He came from a very wealthy family in Dublin, who were all doctors and lawyers, and he'd started at university, but he discovered that he had an absolute paranoid fear of blood pressure machines, and he had to leave, and he joined the Merchant Navy. He sailed all around the world. He was the one that told me he went to Hiroshima and how that he got looked at with hatred everywhere he went, because, you know, they were under that thing where you weren't allowed to mention the firebombing, because that's what it was. You know, they weren't happy people, he said. Anyway, they move on from that. But he had a business card that said Des Sweeney, schizophrenic, and absolute bloody nutcase. He actually carried a business card around. He could do magic trick. He could sing. And he used to turn up. One day I was on the bus heading out to the Northern Beaches to a job. And he got on the bus wearing a pixie hat with, he's very much like Rollo and him, actually, very similar. There's an Irish stock out there of just crazy people. But he got on with a pair of, clip-on Spock ears and a big red pixie cap. And he's got had a long beard like Rollo as well, by coincidence. Shortish, muscly guy. But he did not care. He was so funny, and I just remember me and him on a job where we were doing rolling out this agricultural line drainage stuff. And I don't know what we'd said, but we were crying literally for 2 hours, crying with laughter about something that had happened or we'd said. And that, you cannot beat that. Like all these poor people that went to work sitting in banks, you know, with some miserable boss or in a fucking, you know, call center or whatever, to be out in the sun, even in the rain, you know, mud with, you know, boots on, with real people and talking about just life and laughing. I will never regret not being a professional person ever. I had more fun, and that's why it's carried me. Well, I'm 61, and most people don't think, you know, certainly don't act it. I'll just tell you that. But it's because these real people that I met, and Merchant Navy, Merchant Seamen, absolutely, you know, well traveled, you know, tough, funny people. And I just was thinking about Des the other day and how that day of laughing, and we did that quite often, but this was like 2 hours where I was and him. So we'd, once one would stop, the other one would start again. We were crying with laughter about something. That's what de-ages you. I tell you now, it de-ages you. Yeah, I don't know why I put that down, but interesting story. Devolution, why have I written that? Tesseract and test rats. Oh, that's a good title for something. I talk about tesseracts because they're everywhere. You should look, that's the square thing. Don't have to do that on a conversation, though, I think. But it's funny how it writes tesseract and test rats. I wrote that down. And then I remember this, I've written down Coronation Street. What a miserable show. That was in the 70s. One of my memories is this, that dreary music. Coronation Street, a show which is probably still going to this day. And Alan Watt brought it up that it was a social control show. And I totally believe it. He reckoned that it was like 20 psychologists working on those scripts and consultants. They were trying to introduce things and do this and that. But it was set in Manchester, which I don't know if this is, I've never been there, but is it that miserable back in the 60s and 70s? They introduced, so those shows, all your soapies and stuff like that, they were 100% there to change culture. You'd find the first gay kiss, you know, in a soap opera, you know, like I think Home and Away had a lesbian kiss. And that started it all off. And then Katy Perry came out with that, I Kissed a Girl. And now it's, you know, it's everywhere. It started with, again, I talked about Ingrid Pitt and the Hammer horror movies, pushing lesbianism. And again, I don't blame them for what they've got out there to offer these males out there that are just not males anymore. No. Blah, 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 blah. I think we'll wind it up soon. I'll probably do another one on Wednesday, actually, when I decide to do another one. But I've written some notes. Yeah, well, to talk about the Germany, you know, how they destroyed Germany, you know, using that group, the Frankfurt School, to reprogram them into junkies, basically, in the 1950s. It was Theo Adorno that was brought in to do that. And it just went, there was so much heroin pumped in there via Vietnam, I guess, in the 70s. And you had that movie, Christian F, and it showed you a guy shooting up into his eyeball. I remember that. David Bowie was in the soundtrack. He was also pushing it in Berlin. He was hanging out in Berlin with Iggy Pop. Another man who's just like Black Sabbath were there to introduce this whole agenda. Iggy Pop was just, you know, living a trailer home, you know, but he wasn't. He was quite a smart guy, you know, making out that he was dumb. But that was the Stooges arrived in 69. They wrote a song called 1969. And there was this, like the Black Sabbath, or the American version of Black Sabbath, is bringing in this dystopian music, guaranteed. And I don't know why I've written that down, but Germany was controlled, though. And you'll notice that all the bands went there, even Black Sabbath, you know, Beatles went to Germany to hone their skills. And Black Sabbath also went there, interestingly. And I've been reading this Tony Iommi book, Iron Man, and he keeps saying all the time, all the things that you need to know, that he always said that we had he said, I didn't even know that when I'd written The Devil's Calls, that Black Sabbath, they're the devil's chords. And he said, I just randomly came out with them. But he said, I always thought that it was a fifth member giving me advice and telling me what tones to play. And this Meehan guy actually put bringing it up, that was their handler. Because this band were a bunch, literally, as they said, Black Sabbath were bricklayers on acid. They were four likable guys that were just told what to play and the imagery and everything. And Meehan, if you look on the album covers, this guy Meehan, he's called a creative director. He put himself down as a creative director of it. So he was the guy via Adorno, et cetera, by Northern Music. And they were pushed into that direction. And Iommi keeps saying that was this invisible fifth member telling them what to do. And he said it's some kind of angel that was doing it. But was it? Or were they just being told what to do? Or were they channeling stuff? And Geezer Butler keeps saying that. He always keeps bragging that they were channeling. All his lyrics came to him while he was asleep. And when you listen to the guy talking, you'd have to admit that he's not coming up with that himself, for sure. Yeah, the whole show could be done on that, and maybe I will one day, and maybe I will. Actually, no, we won't go out with Working Class Hero. We'll go out with a song that I consider Black Sabbath channeled lyrics that were just too smart for these guys. It was too above their pay grade. And it's a really nice song by Black Sabbath. I think it's off Sabbath Bloody Sabbath, and Joel likes that album. It's called Spiral Architect, I think. And I'll just don't play anything just in case Joel's listening and he suddenly plays music. I'll find out which one it's called because it's a really, 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 really good song with really nice lyrics, I thought. But I just think above their pay grade. And I do believe when Geezer said that I didn't come up with anything, they just come to me in my head while I sleep. There's a there there. There is a there there. Even Keith Richards said that. He said Jumping Jack Flash came to him and while he was sleeping in a motel in America in 1965, or thereabouts. There. Anyway, on that note, I'm going to go, and we'll go out with a song by Black Sabbath off Sabbath Bloody Sabbath, which I think is absolutely fantastic lyrically. Great song. Thank you very much, and I'll be back in a couple of days. Goodbye, everyone. I hope your diesel, may diesel meet your fuel pumps. Guaranteed. Bye-bye. A one, a two, a three, Black Sabbath, whatever it's called. Bye.